It's clear that Saudi Arabia has been investing in Trump and Trump world for a long time.
I love the Saudis. Many are in this building.
Lobbyists representing the Saudi government paid for an estimated 500 rooms at President Trump's D.C. hotel.
The Live Golf Invitational.
The Saudi-backed golf tour.
At the Trump National Doral.
Have a good time, everybody.
They buy apartments from me. They spend $40 million, $50 million.
Trump Tower, Jeddah.
Am I supposed to dislike them? I like them very much.
And foreign governments, they understand. They're dealing with the transactional president.
Crown Prince, thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
The host of the FIFA World Cup 2034 will be Saudi Arabia.
What we're seeing with Saudi Arabia is unprecedented because of the sheer amount of money that they put in.
Kareem Zidane is an investigative sports journalist.
They're investing in absolutely everything.
Al Ramayan's appearance at the UFC fight wasn't just about Trump. Sports have become a key part of Saudi Arabia's investment and influence peddling strategy. Kareem and his colleagues at Play of the Game mapped over 910 sponsorships from Saudi entities in 2024 across the globe. There's the ownership of the Premier League's Newcastle United, the creation of Live Golf, a competitor to the PGA Tour. Sponsorship for the Women's Tennis Association, backing Formula One's Aston Martin. There's MMA, esports, equestrianism, wrestling, cycling, billiards, and a potential new venture into boxing.
As a matter of fact, it might be easier to list the sports that Saudi Arabia hasn't invested in. Honestly, I can't think of one at the moment.
The Saudis would call it investing. Others call it sports washing.
Sports washing is the deployment of sports as a means of reputation laundering. When countries use sports and major sports events, for example, to distract from human rights abuses. When Saudi Arabia invests in sports, it's really looking for geopolitical influence. It's looking to recraft its own global image. It might not reap the most significant monetary returns, but I don't think that's what they're interested in from sports. They're looking at influence, and I think they're doing a damn good job about it, as much as I don't want to say that.